You know, so daf yudalad here. The Ma'amabaya, that roichve gemalim, people that ride camels, roichve gemalim, are asurim lecha betruma. If he's a kohen, even though he's a kohen, he's not allowed to eat truma. Rashi says because people that ride camels, they usually don't use a saddle, and therefore breyim eschamim in the bosra gomel at the body, they touch the camel, the meat of the camel like, and that'll cause them to be mighty zera. So sometimes they don't even feel, they don't even realize it. Like Tosfos speaks out, even though usually Sheikh Vazera comes out, the body feels it. But here it could be, since he was like riding the camel, he didn't realize it. So the Vecheska has to say that the Tomei, therefore they should not eat your Truma. Tani Nam Yochim, don't let this also. Tani Nam Yochim, that Rechve Gemal and people that ride camels, Kulam Rishoyim, they're all called Rishoyim. And it means like this Prak Yomer, that they have a locha like the Moitzi Zera, like the Tomei. Hasvanim, people that ride ships, Hasvanim, is Kulam Tzadikim. They're all called Tzadikim, people that are going ships. So Rashi explains, because they have to go through a Mokim Sakona, and therefore the heart is Lavin Shemeshran, they have more Bitochen than Hashem. So the Svanim, the shipping people, they have more, they're Kulam Tzadikim. Hachamorim, people that ride donkeys, Mehem Rishon, Mehem Tzadikim. Some of them are Tzadikim, some of them are Rishoyim. So what's the difference? Ikud Yami, some say, Hode Makif, Hode Makif. If they have a saddle on the donkey, then it's okay. Since the saddle is like hard, therefore the Eva doesn't touch the meat of the donkey, so it won't become hard, it won't be Moisizera, then they're called okay. But the people that ride donkeys without a saddle, so there the body like there touches the chamor, they'll be Moisizera, so therefore they're called Bishoyim. The Kadami Samsech is like this. Again, the Shalas by chamor, people that ride donkeys. Some say ho de metaratin, ho de loy metaratin. The Tach Rashi says, Yerech mikan, Yerech mikan, v'yever mitchamim. If they ride the donkey like you ride a horse, one leg on one side, one leg on the other side, that's called Rishoyim. Then their body is mitchamim there, and they'll be mitzvah there maybe. The one that says they're tzadikim, they ride a donkey like a lady, Rashi says, means both feet are on one side. Therefore, we're not afraid, they're mitzvah there, therefore it's okay. Rabbi Shua ben Levi layit aman degani yaprakit. He like cursed. In other words, hold, it wasn't a nice thing. He gave a curse to someone that would sleep on his back. If his body's face is facing upwards, that's not right. So he gave like a curse. So Rashi has two pshat, and one pshat is to genai that maybe be in his kash in the middle of his sleep. His aver will become big and it'll be uncovered there. Or else Rashi says that his hands then were made covering his aver there and it'll come mischamim or cause him to have zera. Or else Tyson and Gilgan brings down also that she heard over Kishamati when somebody sleeps on his back, that makes the mischan, that makes the backbone like a little hot, mischan mashedro, or mach mezeh yiskasher eifer, make the eifer hard, and it'll come with they carry. So kids say, curse, you're not supposed to sleep on your back. But any, it's not that way the Gemara asks, I've omer Rabbi Yosef, prakton la yikra krishma. Somebody that's lying on his back should not say krishma. So mashma, Kriyashma Hudulik was only wrong to say Kriyashma that way. It's not covered like to say to daven to Hashem that way. If you want to go to sleep that way, Mashma, it's okay. You can go to sleep on your back. Samura says, no, it could be like this. Linyan Migna, if you're going to sleep without saying Kriyashma, just I'm lying down. Kimatli Shapidom, if you tilt yourself on the side a little bit, that's okay. It's only Gnai, it's only not nice to be completely on your back. But a little bit on the side, it's okay. Linyan Kriyashma, though, Kimatli Yasalin Kriyashma, if you just tilt yourself on the side a little bit, that's no good. Benachami, if you go completely on the side, it'd be alright. Just a little bit on the side, that's not nice, even for Kriyashma. But I, for Rav Yechonon Matzli, because Rav Yechonon himself used to say Kriyashma, used to be like just a little bit tilted to the side, not completely. So, for instance, Shani Rav Yechonon, the Baal Bos Revi, is very thick, very fat. So therefore Rashi says, but since he was so fat, Mustafa of Shagul, it's hard for him to be on the side. So therefore for him it was okay to be a little bit on the side. Like for him, it was like being completely on the side. But Kodav, that's the way it is, that to lie completely on your back, that's not right at all. But if you're a little bit on the side, then already it's okay to lie that way. Just not covered to say Krishna that way. But if you're completely on your side, then it's okay even to say Krishma. Now the Mishnah says, Derech Benois Yisrael, Derech Benois Yisrael, that Misham Shosh B'Shnei Eidim. Like before, right after they have Tashmish, live with the husband, they check themselves with two cloths. What does that mean, two? Echad Loi, when the husband's supposed to wipe his Avery afterwards, to see if there's any dam on it. The Yechad Loi, and then she's supposed to make a B'dika right after. So Rashi says, it means like Kaneach Lechatash, to wipe himself right after Tashmish. So, this Mistam was Bizman, they're knowing Tyrus, they have to make sure they didn't see dam, that they could still touch Tyrus, so be sick and Tyrus. Fiat Snuyas. Snuyas means an Isha for Tadek. It's like it's Nuyo. Nisak Neshlish. They used to prepare for themselves a third aid. Lisak in Esabayas. That they made a B'dika before they lived with the husband to make sure they're Torah for the husband. So Rashi learns the Kloima. Lived as Lifnei Tashmish. Olach in Atzmon Labayla. As Rashi says, really, we were dealing with Choronoshim. All ladies are supposed to do this. Bismanak Demokasan de Hatiris. That we had the Mishnah before. Or Vishashi or Veris Lashamish as Beso. Before she goes to have Tashmish, she has to be Boydik herself. So why does it say the word Tznuyas here? So you have the Gemara before, Tznuyas just means that the Tznuyas, that the aid that they used to wipe themselves before one Tashmish, they did not use for a second time. They use a different cloth every time. That was a Tznuyas. But really, every lady has to make this Bedika before Tashmish and Liacha Tashmish. Now, what's the halacha about these Bedikas? Nimtzo al Shaloi. If after Tashmish he wipes himself the bottle and finds this dam on him, so then Tameim, he's Tamei, because if he has dam on his Eivor, for sure it came from his wife, so he's living with a Nida. Therefore he becomes Tamei, and Chayovim Korban, he has to bring a Korban Chattis, so he did a B'shege, so he has a Chit to bring a Korban Chattis. Nimtzu al Shaloi, let's say it was found on Habedika, because he wiped himself, he didn't find anything, but we found it on her bedika, so it depends. Oisiyam, if she makes the bedika miyad right away, right after biyam, then we say for sure she had this done before b'shas tashmish, and then tameim that both of them are tummy, even the baal, and the baal has a lach like a boil nida that he's tummy for 7 days. He's not the same lach like a nida. For chayovim the korban, he has to bring the korban achatis. What's going to be nimtza shalom liyachas man? Let's say they find it on her bedika, but she first made the bedika a little bit later. Rashi says it means li'achar oisiyam, the next shear, right after, right away. Then tamei misafik, locher is tamei misafik. Rashi says tamei misafik, misafik shneim shiva yamim. Even the baal is tamei for 7 days. Because it's a safik whether she was a nida then or not. Or mir Rashi says, tuma safik, who little is tamei l'israel. This tuma that we say, that tamei l'mafreyam, or the Baal's tummy, it's only a sofetika tumma. So if he touches truma, we would not have to burn the truma. It's just she can't eat it. That's called chayovim b'korban in the nimtzar shlol shel yachas man. So tamei misofik upturim in a korban. It says the potim in a korban. Really, to shal the shalav echiyah to being a korban noshem tolui, was it a sofik aveira? So the Gemara later is going to speak about it. That our Tana holds that you only chayav noshem tolui where you have huchsak isura. It's one out of two pieces. Here it's only one via, suffering what it was, Sawatano departed from the Korban Oshim. But really it should have been a Chiyav Oshim Tali here, because Oshim Tali, because it's a suffering whether you did the Aver or not, whether you live with a Nidir or not. Now, a Zehu Achazman, what's called Achazman? So the Mishnah says, the Poshdim means, what's called this Achazman that you have a suffering into on you, even on the Baal, that Kadesh Eterid Minan Mita, the time it takes her to go off the bed, for to tiach paner and wipe herself on the bottom, like she has paner shalamata. Now, let's say she sees the yachakach. Let's say, like she says, kleimar shor so yosim mikshir azim. Achar achar was if she waited a little bit longer, then that's called achar achar. That's called like a third shear. Then the locher is mitama miyes liyes. That's all. She makes the bedika then, so there's no like suffix tumim midiraisa. It's only the regular tumma midrabbanan of meis leis, which means Rashi says tyrus, that any tyrus she touched before this is tamei, and Rashi also says v'yodim b'maga tumma teref. Any person that she touched this last week, the last 24 hours, or the fact she lived with the husband will be like a tumma teref, just like he touched the nida. It's only a din midrabbanan like any eighth meis. Yeah. So if she made the bedika first la'acha that's man. Then she's only tummy. If she found herself to be tummy, so the baal is not tummy midiraisa. It's only this tumma. The eighth length goes back to my friend 24 hours But the Baal has a tumma like a magani, like a touched the nidor, he's tummy for one day. But Viena Mitanis Boilo, even though they lived together before, the Baal does not have a loch like he was boiled in Ida, and he's not tummy for 7 days, just for one day. Rabbi Akiva says no, Af Mitanis Boilo. The Kivol, this din of mace lace, this chumer with Rabbonim, the Rabbonim been made it mamish like she was in Ida the last 24 hours. And therefore, if she lived with the husband during the last 24 hours, the husband also is tummy now for 7 days. He has a loch like a boiled nidor that midrabbonim he'll be tummy for the next 7 days. Now, Moedim Chomlu Rabbi Kiva, Chomlu Grit Rabbi Kiva though, that Paroya Kesim, in the case where Nisha sees the Kesim, Shemitam is boiled. When she finds a Kesim, a blood spot on her begodim, so here we do not know when it came. There's no reason to say it came now more than before. So there's the biggest topic, maybe it came before. So even though Ksonim is only midrabbonim, a kopon midrabbonim there we say that the Baal is also tummy. If the Baal lived with his wife, like the night before, and she finds a kesem the next day, so within 24 hours, or the kesem could be even till the last time she checked the clothing, so that's more like a tumma vade midrabbonim. And midrabbonim, it would be tummy's boiler, so he would be tummy for 7 days. Now the Gemara says, V'neichesh, why shouldn't I be afraid? Dilma dama cholesu. Maybe this dam was the blood of an ant, or a kinoa, she says, lice. Rashi says, V'amai t'meyim v'ad elisr of tumma. As Chayav Korbin, v'ad elevi sefer l'kla shumma l'hovi yoshim toli, v'loi chatez dilma dama cholesu, shoysa boysa mokim bisho, kishaboyal nidbak boy. Like, even though he checks himself, and he finds dam on himself, what does the Mishnah say? Like he's vade tummy, and he's chayiv a korban chatis. Maybe that dam was a dam from an ant that was there, or a lice that was there. So it should only be a suffix tumma. It shouldn't be a vade tumma. He shouldn't have to bring a korban chatis. Only a korban nashim toli. Someone answers no. Omer Rab Zera, oisim mokem bodik veitz mecholis. That mok, the mokem of an isha there, the mokem erva there, is bodik, means for sure there are no ants there, there are no lice there. So therefore, if you find dam there, for sure it came from a body. Ikudi Ami, something like this, that the docho kuveit the macholis, meaning to say, the place is closed there, tight there, so the macholis can't get in there. So they could be around there, just they don't go in there. Rashi says, so it means, ain't macholis shecholis the korosom, the macholis can't get in there. But it could be there around the outside, just they can't get in the inside. That's why we're not afraid now, if you she made a bdik and found dam on the inside, we do not say that that dam came from the macholis, but rather came from her. So versus my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? My benayu, but now the difference is like this. Ike benayu, the ishtakach macholos ritzufa, that they found this macholos, they found this kina, this lice, squashed on his eva, let's say. So Rashi says, ritzufa mu'ucha al-eid, or it was squashed on the eid, on the shmata that they checked themselves with. Rochug miradam tzaf, a little bit away from the dam. So Lishna says the bodik, it says what? That mokum is bodik, no ants are around there. So Kivin the Kimlun, the Rabbonim, the ain't Shamachos, there's no ants there. Vade dam the goof, sure that dam came from a body. Shrey ain't hoye bodik before this. And therefore, it did not come from the Macholis. But according to Lishna, it says dochuk, means they don't get in there. Then Rashi says they could have a suffix over here. Because maybe that Macholis was around there. And now, when they made a bedika, or else, Rashi says, Tashmish. Could be that Bishas he made the Badika, Bishas he made Tashmish, that he pushed the lice inside there. And therefore, that's what caused the lice to be crushed there. And therefore, later when she makes the Badika and finds the Macholos on the Badika, we'll have to be afraid maybe if the dam came from the Macholos. That's not Kamina. If you say there are no Macholos there, so then for sure we'd say it's Hadam. If you say just the holes don't get in there, say by tashmish, we have to be afraid maybe the aid, maybe the tashmish brought it in there. So I'll be enough kamina. The ekel the shtakach macholos ritzufa. So more than half mishnah the yama bodiku homiyamos. If you're sure, then this macholos came from someplace else, and therefore the dam they find on the bedika was from her. But lachlish according to the other lashon, it says the yama dochaku. That no, it's just squashed, it doesn't get in there. Ema, shamish rotzi, you have to be afraid, no, the bishas tashmish, maybe that's what caused the macholos to get squashed in there. So then it would be a sofik tumma, not a vade tumma. Itna will not like this. What can be bodko be aid ha bodiklo? She made a bedika now after tashmish, and this bedika was on a cloth that she checked out before the bedika. She knew for sure it was clean. But after what she made a bedika, and then batochsa birecha, she took the shmata like, and she put it on her thigh, she banged her thigh with it, and she put it down. She didn't look at it right there at night time. Well, the next day when she looks at the, so Shalom Rashi learns, she looks at the mokum of a thigh, well, the mocha motza le'adam, she finds some dam now on a yerech, Rashi learns. So Shalom Dui said that the dam now came from the cloth, from the bedika that she's tummy. Or do we say no? Maybe now she's not tummy. Maybe this dam came, the chvais, from someplace else, not from her. Smur says, Omar Rav, Rav learns, Tumei Anida. Rav learns, yes, it's Avadei Tumei Anida. Avadei, we say this, the dam came from her, that went on to the bedika, and then when she touched her body with the bedika, the dam went on to her body from the bedika. There's Tumei Anida. There's only the case now where she lost the shmata, she lost the bedika. She can't check it. But since she finds dam on her thigh, that's like Avadei Tumei. That's what Rav learns. Omalei Rav Simi Bachiyam, Vochashesha Samarta Lo. Now you yourself once told us, and it's only be a chash, a suffix, if the dam came from her. Maybe it came from someplace else. But Vaisas Rav was chayzer though. And they weren't eating on Yuslan like this. And Omar Shmuel says, Tmei Anida, no, it's a Avadei Tumei here. So we don't have a reason to say the dam came from any place else, rather from the Bedika. And the Chay Murim Bei Medrash, they taught also in the Beis Medrash like this, that Tmei Anida, Lachurish is Tmei Anida. If we were not like this, what can it be? Both could be aid, Shaina Bodik Lo. Let's say they made a bdika bodka b'eid, shena bodik lo. She made a bdika with a cloth that she did not check it out before she made the bdika. She wasn't sure, maybe the cloth had blood on it beforehand. But she made a bdika, and then v'nichta l'kufsa. She put it in her drawer, and she didn't look at it at night time. Well, the next day when she opened up the drawer and looks at it, motzal of dam, she found some dam on the shmata. The question, what's the locha? Do we say it's dam for sure from her? Or do we say, no, maybe after she made the bedika in a drawer, maybe there some dam came on it. We don't know. Roshik Dab Sofik, maybe the dam was there on the shmata before the bedika. So you don't know? Samara says, Omer Rabbi Yossi Grace is like this, that Kol Yomav Shem Rabbi Chiyah, all the lifetime of Rabbi Chiyah, Timei, he said it was Tomei, Pashto Mashma Vade Tomei, Olyeis Ziknosai Tiyah, but when he got older, then Rabbi Chiyah held it was tor. No, it's too much of a suffix here. We'll rather leave a becheskas tyra that she's tor. Ibodo, have a question like this. Hechikom, what do you mean to say? Kol yom of tim mishon nida, that's a tome vada, he thought to say, that we have no place else to say the dam came from, or say it came from her. Olyein ziknos, when he came older though, tia mishon nida, all he meant to say was, she's not vada tome anymore. But the tim mishon kesem, but there would be a suffix to ketumah, like Rashi says about him, Rashi Kloimar, Tumah Sofik the Tobin could be a Sofik Niraisa, but it'll be a Sofik the Ketumah that will dim be Tobin. Itimim Mishum Kesim, or Dilma maybe no, or Dilma maybe Kol Yomov, Timim Mishum Kesim, all his life he meant to say it's only a Sofik the Ketumah. Only Yasek Nosin, it became Moldo, Tir, Nivaloi Klum, he said no, in such a case we'll say, believe in the Cheskas Tyra. Since the Shemata was not checked out beforehand, so it's possible there was dam on the shmata before, and also he didn't look at it right away. He first looked at it the next day. So there's too many svekas here. So therefore, we'll leave it the cheskas tyra to say she's still tor. That's the shalom. What did he mean to say? So most of Toshima coming here. The tiny will learn like this. Bodko b'yei chain the bodko. She checked herself with the shmata that wasn't checked out before. V'hi nachtoi b'kufsa, and she put it away in a drawer. Well, the mocha, the next day, matzal of dam, she found dam on it. So Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, Timei Mishum Nida. Rabbi yells, you tell me Mishum Nida. That's Rabbi Shita. Poshas Mashmet, Tumas Badai. For Rabbi Chiyah Rama Timei Mishum Kesed. This is Rabbi Chiyah talking. Rabbi Chiyah says what? It's a Sofati Ketumah. So he has to know when did Rabbi Chiyah say this, when he was young or when he was old. But here he says clearly, there's a Tumas Kesem on it, it's a Sofati Ketumah. Now, Omar Loi. Reb Chiyah sounds like this. Reb Chiyah said back to Rebbe, "Iatamoida, don't you agree to me? Shatzricha kagris that this shmat, this bedika would only be touched, only be tummy from it if there was the size of a gris. That's the size, a size of a nickel, the size of dam on the beged. the size of the grist for yod. We'll see later on exactly how you get the size of a grist, what is the size of an insect, of a, also of an insect. We'll see. It's around the size of a nickel, they say. V'yoyed also, just v'yoyed. Omulei avol. Rebbe said yes. Now, if there's a small spot of dam on this padika, he'll also agree it's torn. He only says, Rebbe says, only tamei, it was the biggest size of dam. So omulei, so the chiyah said back then, kind of so, afato, sees the kesem, you also hold the stone yourself with the katuma. Because if we would say the dam, vadi came from her, so then no matter how small the dam is, you should be tamei. No matter how small dam Anisha sees from a body, she's tamei. The din of a kesem is when you find only the blood on the begodim. That's only midrabban, and then we have to have a shear. That's Rebbe's, that's what Chiyas Kasha back to Rebbe. If you, Rebbe, agree to me that you only tamei with a big shear, so how could you say it's vadi? Should only be a sofer tuma. So it's almost like this. The Rebbe was Rebbe hold. Rebbe sold like this. Dina kagris v'yoyid lafukim edam macholos. True. On this bedika now, since you did not check it out before, or you left it overnight, you have to be afraid maybe a machos, maybe a keen, an insect went on it, and that's where the dam came from. So if the dam is smaller than a gris, you have to be afraid that dam is from the insect. So therefore, first you have to make sure the dam is the size of a gris. To know what, that for sure this dam is not from the kinah, but rather came from someplace else. If so, v'chivin enough of when midamacholos, once you don't have a doubt anymore about a damacholos, then vadin l'gufos, so that's Rabbi Svara. Then we say for sure this dam came from a body, where else should it come from? It's not mustava, it came from any place else. So once you take away the shayla of a gris of damacholos, then Rabbi holds this b'dika makes a vade tummy. So this is the machloket in Rabbi and Rabbi Chiyah. Akol ponim here, Rabbi Chiyah is arguing on Rabbi, and Rabbi Chiyah here says it's tummy sotik. So my love, don't I say over here that the ziknosoi koi, or that here Rabbi Chiyah's tummy is older over here. So Rashi says, because since he's arguing on his Rebbe, so it must be in his older age he's arguing with him. So Mashma b'yadusa, when Rabbi Chiyah was younger, Timi Mishamida, he also held then, like Rebbe held now, that Rabbi Tamei Vadei. So Shmamina, that's a good proof. So it's a good proof that Rabbi Chiyah really, at the beginning of his life, he held that a Tamei Vadei, and at the Seif Yom of the end, he held no, it's only a Tamei Sofik. He held no, it's not a good enough Sofik. Could be the still good Cheskas Tyre here. So you suffer the Ketuma. Now the Gemara says, Mishtabeyach lei Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Choma, Babisna. So again, Mishtabeyach lei Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, that Rebbe was praising in front of Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Choma, Babisna. He told Mishnah, this person, Rebbe Choma, Babisna, was a great person, Yodam Godelu. So Amalai, so Rebbe Shmuel said back to Rebbe, okay, the Kishiyov Liotka, when he comes to you, have Eliyadi, bring him to me. So that's what happens. Kiyosi, when this Rebbe Chomei Bar Bisna went to visit Rebbe, is Omalei, so he brought him in front of Rebbe Shmuel. So Rebbe Shmuel said to him, Boy Minoy Milsa, ask me a question, let me say, ask me something. So Boy Minoy, so true, so Rebbe Chomei Bar Bisna asked Rebbe Shmuel a question. He asked him about this, what's going to be, Bot Kobiyeh Shaina Bodikla. She makes the bedika on the shemat that was not checked out yet. She didn't check it out before the bedika. And then after the bedika, she checks herself, she puts it away in the closet. She puts it away in the dresser. On the mocha, the next day, she looks at a matzol of dam, she finds it has dam on it. Now, what's the locha? That's what when Chomer Babis asked Rabbi Shmuel. So Abba Lois, Rabbi Shmuel said back to him like this, listen, Kedivri Abba Emloch, should I tell you how my father Rabbi Yosi holds? I could give a Rebbe Imloch, or should I tell you the way Rebbe holds? That's what he asked him. Omalei, so Rebbe Chomei said back to him, could give a Rebbe Imloch, tell me the way what Rebbe says. I want to hear what Rebbe holds. Could give a Rebbe. So it's like this. So Omer Rebbe Shom B'Shmol said now, Zel Sharm Molov Yodam Godel, like he said back to Rebbe, is that what you brought to me? This person, think is a great person. Like, how come he wants to hear what Rebbe says, and not what my father says, and not what Rebbe Yosi says? Heich Manichem Divri Rav, how could he leave over? Like my father, Rebbe Yosi, was Rebbe's Rebbe. V'shem Divri Talmud, he wants only to hear what the Talmud Rebbe says. That's why Rebbe Shmuel thought this person's not so great anymore. But the Mor explains, what type of Shang Rebbe Chama? He was a great person, so how come he said he wanted to hear what Rebbe says, And now what the Rabbi Yossi says, the more said, because Rabbi Chomo, Ba'abistus Sover, he holds that Rabbi was a Rosh Masifti, was the head of the yeshiva, who, U'ashichir Rabboni Kamei, a lot of Rabboni used to come in front of him, U'mechadadei Shmaitatei, and he became very smart because of that. So that's why he became maybe even greater than his Rabbi Yossi. That's why Rabbi Chomo wanted to hear what Rabbi said, and not what his father Rabbi Yossi said. Now the Gemara explains, what's this machlekes? My Rabbi Yossi, where's this machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi? Some Ravada Bamasna. Tonat, we learn it like this. Rabbi Metama, Rabbi says in this case, where she made the bedik on a cloth that wasn't checked out before, and then she leaves it overnight, the next morning she sees it, Temeya, Rabbi says she is Tamei. For Rabbi Yossi Metama, Rabbi Yossi has a Torah. Now, what kind of Torah is this? So Yom Rav Zera, Zera sounds like that. Sounds like this. Yom Rav Zera, that Kishatima Rebbe, when Rebbe says it's Tomei, Rebbe Meir, he owes like Rebbe Meir Shita. So according to this, the Chur will be like a Vade Tumma, will be like Rebbe Meir Shita, that we'll soon see where it's brought on soon, and Rebbe Yossi, who Kishatima Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Yossi, was Torah, Liatzmatir, went according to his own Shita. Where's this Machlekes, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi? So the Tanya will learn like this, the Gemara later, the Tanan. An Isha that was letting out the urine, she was urinating in a bowl, and then later she looked in the bowl and she found dam. So Shalom was, where did the dam come from? Did it come from the urine, from the bladder, or did it come from the womb that makes it tummy? So the subject, where the dam came from? So Rabbi Meir Oimer, remains like this. In my majesty, when she was urinating, she was standing, then tummy. Then she's like tummy vade. Rashi explains, because when she's standing, it's a little bit tight there. So therefore, when the urine comes out, it like goes back up a little bit. So for sure, it hits the womb, and therefore, we could say it brought out the dam from the womb. So therefore, it's Vade Tomei. What's going to be in your shevas? Though, let's say she was sitting down, so then the urine doesn't go up, then the urine came straight out. So that's sort of the same as some of the dam came from the urine, from the bladder, and therefore she's tired. That's what your Mei holds. Rabbi Yossi Emeno, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Torah. Rabbi Yossi says in both cases, she's Torah. Like even the first, even though she's standing, but still, we don't know for sure the dam came from the womb. We'd rather say the dam maybe came from the urine. And therefore, even when she's standing, it's Torah. Now, Omale Rav Acha, Bred Rav Ravashi, Vom Rabbi Yossi, so that's what we learned. So Rashi learns here, Rashi says, even though there which is urinating, the dam could come from the urine. Then we say, no, it's more shchiyah, the dam is ruggled by the makor, by the womb. So we say she's tummy. See, according to Rebbe, even though it's a suffix, we say she's body tummy. So our case also, when she made the bedika here, since it's ruggle for the dam to come from Mamakor B'shach the Badika, the Sevas probably came from there. So according to Rebbe, it's Tomei Vadei, and the Chur, according to Rebbe Yossi, it's a Tor. But Tor in the Chur means a Sotadikit. It's like Mishum Kesem. That's what the Gemara says now. Omele Rav Acha B'red Rav Ravashi, V'omu Rav Yossi Rav Chanina, that Kishatim Rav Meir Latim Meir Mishum Kesem. He said that Rav Meir only said it's a Sotadikit Tumah. Vilu Rebbe Mishum Nidukama, but Rebbe is Mashmish, she's Vadei Tomei. So I could tell me that Rebbe holds like a Rameya. Omulai said back to him, no, Anan Hochi Kamin, this is what I meant to say. That Kiit Mahi Mishum Nidit Menachnami. That's what Rameya says over there when she's Matame Reglayim, that she's Tomei, Rameya means she's Tomei Vadei, it's a Vadei Nidu. So therefore, here also, when Rebbe says that this Shmat is Tomei, it's also going according to Shittish Rabbi Meir. That even though you have a suffix, maybe the dam came from someplace else. But since it's shchiach, the dam should come from the makor, it's rogel, we say for sure the dam came from there. So that's Rebbe Shita to say she's Vadei Tomei, and that's Rebbe Yossi Shita that says, no, it's only a sofik tumma. It's only a minasofik. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, Nimtzal Shelo Isiyum Tomeiim, that she checks herself right away, and she finds that she's Tomei, so we say that's a proof that the dam was there before Bishas Tashmish, and both of them are Tomei Shivam, and yes, bring Korban Chatas. Torah Rabbanan, not like this. Eizeyu Shivesis. What's the Shivesis meaning? What's this called? Isium. That Hashem checks it right away that they're both Tamei Vadai. It's like this. Moshlos, an example, the Shamish, to a waiter like the aid and the witness. Shem de Mitzaramashka, standing by the doorpost. That the Tzir Shamish, when the Shamish goes out, Nech Mefei, the aid goes in. So now this is a Moshlo to the Tashmish. That as soon as the Aver comes out, that's when the Bdika goes in. Now, have the Vestas shown what this Vestas is, Likenuach. Only means is as soon as the Aver, as soon as the husband comes out of her, right away she just wipes herself there. And that's it. That's enough of a time to check that if by wiping herself she finds Dam, that's a proof to say for sure that Dam was there a second ago before to Shas Tashmis. Avulon the Bdika. But if she's not Dam going to wipe herself, but as soon as the husband goes out, she's going to start making a regular bedika, put her hands in there all the way in, the chdurim is stuck in, that takes a second or two. So when she comes out then and she finds dam on it, it's not a proof to say that dam was there b'shas tashmish. Maybe that dam first came out after tashmish. And that's why since the bedika takes a little bit of time, she found it on the bedika. So you don't have a proof to say vadai, the dam was there before b'shas tashmish. So therefore the only time we say he's vadai tamein, he's chai b'korban chatis, is that as soon as he goes out of her, right away she takes a shemat and she just wipes herself there. And by wiping herself she finds some dam, that's a proof to say that dam was there before Bishas Tashmish, and he's a boil nido, that he's Tamei Sefer Seven, and he also has to be in Korban. Now, Nimtza al Shalom liyachazman, the Mishnah says, let's say you find it on her, liyachazman, then the locher is what? That Tamei min hasofik. But our Mishnah says what? They put them in a korban. So what's the question? Torn on a braisi, we learned v'chayov v'moshem toli. V'yochay v'noshem toli. This is a sofik midiraisa. So therefore the Mishnah says it's a sofik midiraisa. Because our Mishnah says it's put them in a korban. So what's the kasha in our Mishnah? Why isn't our Mishnah also agreed to say yichay v'korban noshem? It's a sofik midiraisa here. So what's the question? V'tana v'dan ma'tayimo. How come our Tana doesn't say a noshem toli? So what says our Tana holds v'nechaticha m'shnei chatichos. That Yoni Chayv and Hashem told you, if you have a Vadai Sofik, Huchsak Yisura. Alright, turn up.